I've worked in hospitality for around 10 years now. And when I started off working in hospitality, there was very little knowledge around plastic waste. It wasn't really on the forefront of people's minds. And I've seen a huge shift in that time, not just in Australia, but around the world. I spent 2 years traveling through North America. And the approach towards single use is much different to what it was 10 years ago. I've seen members of the public coming in, bringing in their own containers, which is fantastic. I love to see that shift in mentality. And the government's approach towards single use as well, with all of these bans coming into place, helping people make that decision is really useful as well. I think there's a lot of confusion around the waste issue and how it should be approached. I think a lot of people assume that plastic is the main issue here, when in fact it's actually single-use products. The single-use products that aren't plastic of nature still require constant production. A lot of them can't be recycled because they've had fat stains and all of these sort of things. They become tainted and they have to be thrown out. And even the compostable products don't tend to get recycled or composted because people are generally away from their home when they're ordering takeaway and they just end up in the bin. So I think this new approach and this new awareness around single use is really allowing people to sort of move towards reusable products, which is fantastic to see.
And so how did you decide that Austep could be a good solution to this problem?
Yeah, so again, it all sort of started when I was travelling overseas. I was living in the Cayman Islands, which is a beautiful island and a holiday destination for up to 2 million people a year. It only hosts around 50,000 people that actually live on the island. But with that, you get a lot of people ordering takeaway food. I noticed this issue overseas, and I'd been to festivals in the past where the attendees paid an extra $2 for a cup, and they got that money back when they returned the cup or they ordered another drink. And that just got me thinking, why can't we have something like that on a larger scale in society, and not just with cups and drinks, but why not in food? And it's changed a lot over the years. A lot of research and development has altered the flow of Austep and how we see Austep moving in the future.
Could you explain to us how the Austep process works?
Yeah, for sure. So Austep stands for the Australian Takeaway Exchange Program. Our goal is to eliminate the need for single-use products altogether by introducing a convenient app-based circular container network that's interactive with the user. We supply restaurants, supermarkets, delis, food vendors, and everything in between with reusable food containers. The general public can download our free mobile app, giving them the option to use reusables instead of single use when they're ordering takeaway or leftovers after dining in. When users sign up to Austep, they'll be allocated 2 free containers that they can hold on to at any one time. Once they return the containers, they can reuse those products again and again and again. We are an alternative to that single use, and we're trying to make it super easy for the general public to choose reusables instead of single use when they're ordering takeaway.
And so you were mentioning about the single-use plastic bans within WA. How do you think that Austep will fit into this, particularly since there's such a move towards paper containers and packaging in attempts to eliminate single-use plastics?
Yeah, see, like I mentioned, I think the paper and biodegradable containers, although much better than plastic, they're not a long-term solution. They still require constant production. They result in deforestation and all of these other things that happen from single-use products. So our goal is to move away from that single-use and give the general public the option for reusables. And we want to try and make it convenient for the general public as well. One of the main problems around using your own container is a lot of the time takeaway food is a spare of the moment activity and you're not carrying a container with you everywhere you go. So we're just bringing the convenience into reusable products. This way with Austep, you'll have container credits on your phone, which you can exchange for real containers at participating venues. So we're trying to make it really easy for the general public to choose reusables over single use.
And so since Austep is still in its infancy, what needs and attitudes have retailers and consumers expressed to you around reusable and single use products?
Yeah, see, that's an interesting question. We are, like you mentioned, we are in our infancy stage. It's fairly new space. So we are really trying to work with venues and with the general public to fulfill their needs. I don't pretend to have all of the answers. And this is something where we are in that research and development stage where we would really like that feedback from the general public and from the venues to figure out how we can service them better. Because this is new space, it's really important for us to know what's working and what's not. We've supplied one venue at this stage and they've been great. We are working with them to figure out how we can upgrade our app and make it a little bit more streamlined for both venues and the general public. But like I mentioned, this is really new space and I'm learning just like everyone else is.
So are consumers eager to embrace change and embrace new ideas when looking for replacements to existing single-use options?
The feedback from the general public and from venues have been overwhelmingly positive. There's so much need for this change and a lot of people are really embracing the change towards reusable products. Like I say, one of the difficulties we face is we don't have a structure to work off of. So we're really building that structure as we go. And that's something that, again, it falls back on that feedback from the general public to figure out how we can service them better and just being patient while we make things more streamlined.
And looking to the future, where do you hope to see Oztep develop moving forward?
Yeah, so we are starting off with, like I say, venues around Perth. And we're really concentrating on that takeaway food industry, particularly lunch dining services, where a lot of the time people are coming into the store and purchasing some takeaway lunch and returning to venues similar or in the area to return the containers. We're really trying to make it easy for the general public. Actually, some pretty exciting news from Oztep. I've recently supplied some containers for to Go-To Cup, and we will be supplying some of those containers to RTRFM's event in the Pines, which is
beautiful.
Really exciting for us. We're really looking forward to see how that goes in that space. It'll work a little bit different to the app, and it will just be working with the Go-To Cup system. But we're really excited to see how that works in the space of food vendors. And again, we'll just give us some more feedback on how we can improve. But in the future, I would love to see Oztep move into other industries such as education facilities, workplaces, mine sites, events, and outside of that space, bringing Oztep to a wider community of people.